guy who is relatively new to Pittsburgh himself and who may well be playing alongside Jerome McGinley as early as this weekend is Brandon Sutter, who's good enough to join us here early on this morning. Brandon, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys, good. How you doing?
We're doing okay. It's a state of shock. You being from Red Deer and from Alberta, you can appreciate what it would be like, I guess. Take us through. Did you have any idea as you went to bed last night that your team, the Penguins, could be getting Jerome McGinley?
No, I had no indication. I think after the moves made the last couple of days, I kind of thought that we might be done, and it was kind of the last thing I expected, and then I found out first thing this morning, so it was must have been a crazy night, and, you know, it's obviously pretty exciting for our team.
Take us through, I mean, for you personally, right, because this was a day, and you grew up in Central Alberta, you grew up a Calgary Flames fan, and you remember 04 like all of us do. The day that McGinley was going to leave the Flames, if it was inevitable, was going to be a sad day for a lot of people. You were probably in that category. Now, all of a sudden, you're in a unique situation because probably one of your heroes growing up leaves the Flames, but now he's your teammate. I mean, you escaped the whole thing.
Yeah, it was. I'm sure it's a weird feeling back there right now. I think over the years, it's always been speculation about him maybe going at the deadline, and it's never really come true. And obviously, he's been the face of the team there for a lot of years. And I think now he's coming here, so it kind of seems a little surreal. I think it's just again something that no one really expected to happen right now, or especially we didn't. I don't think so. Obviously, he's going to be a big piece of our team. And like you said, being back there and watching him play as I grew up and stuff like that, it'll be really cool to get an opportunity to play with him, and I'm looking forward to it.
Brandon Sutter of the Pittsburgh Penguins is our guest. Jerome McGinley, one of his new teammates. You are relatively new to Pittsburgh. What can you tell us about Ray Shiro? What can you tell us about Dan Bylsma and the environment that is the Pittsburgh Penguins locker room that will be welcoming Jerome McGinley as early as tonight?
Well, things have been great here. I've been really enjoying myself. It's been, I think the hardest part is just getting settled and getting a place to live and starting to find our way around the city. But the team's been great, and I think Ray obviously has a commitment to winning here that is a luxury that a lot of teams sometimes don't have. And they're doing all they can to make us as competitive as possible. So it's been a lot of fun, and I think the coaching staff's been awesome so far, especially the last few weeks. And when we're having success, we want to try and keep going what we're doing right now. And the teammates have been great. They're a great group of guys, and I'm sure so far the new guys have been perfect, and I'm sure Jerome will be the same.
Brandon, what goes through your head? Because the goal is always to win a Stanley Cup. And before this week even began, you guys had to think that you had a pretty good shot. You got a healthy Crosby, Malkin's coming back, Letang's playing out of his mind, same with Kunitz, all of that. You've won 12, 13 in a row. And then the dust clears, and you add Morrow and a guy like Douglas Murray and Jerome McGinley. Nothing is handed to you, but you have to love your chances of lifting a Stanley Cup in a few months from now.
I mean, it all depends when you come playoff time. I think you have to, now the challenge is to go and prove it. But, obviously, like I said before, the commitment by Ray Shiro and our ownership to winning is something that is pretty unique. And I think it's a new situation for me. I haven't really had that opportunity before, so I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's, like you said, our chance that maybe in a betting man's eyes gone up a little bit, but there's a few good teams on the East here that we played against. We're gonna have a tough time playing against too, so should be interesting to see how it goes. But we certainly feel like we have a strong group.
Do you feel any added pressure, Brandon, knowing that everybody now across the hockey world, with the additions that you've made, now everybody is going to be picking you guys to win? Does that ramp it up for you? Make it tougher?
I'm really not too sure. I think as a player, I think we just worry about playing. So I'm sure there's the added pressure. But the good part is, the guys we're acquiring are guys that have been in the league for a long time. They know how to handle things like that. And they've been, we picked up a couple captains off the team. And I think Douglas Murray's been a pretty good leader in San Jose too. So we're, I think we have the experience. experience, to not worry about the pressure, the little things, just go and play.
Looking at the depth chart and the way it kind of settles out, Neil playing with Malkin, they've got Brendan Morrow because Jerome doesn't really play on the left side. I can't help but wonder if he's going to be your line mate. One of the things here is centerman after centerman have tried to play with Jerome is, you know, maybe they try and get him the puck too often. It can be difficult to play, it seems, or it's been tough for the Flames to find a guy that can get the most out of Jerome again over the years. Do you feel that kind of pressure as well, to have a future Hall of Famer on your right side and the temptation to just get that puck to him all the time, even when maybe it's not the smart play?
I'm not too sure what they're going to do. Maybe they'll bump me up to the first line center and Sidney Crosby to the third line center. I'm not too sure yet.
Well, that's a smart move.
I don't really anticipate that at this point. So I think I don't know. I'm assuming they may be going to try Jerome with Sid or Gino, but I'm not really too sure what they're going to do. So we'll see. But either way, I think the guys have been playing with them have been great. So we'll see how they shuffle the line.
An embarrassment of riches. Just an embarrassment of riches, you guys. It's just gross.
Yeah.
You can't even say anything. Brandon, we appreciate it. I know you're playing the Jets tonight, so I'm a little torn, but thanks for calling in.
All right, thanks, guys.
We appreciate it. You bet. There's Brandon Sutter of the Pittsburgh Penguins.